This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Richard Delos, RICHARDDELOS, date of birth 06/29/1958, date of appointment 10/23/2023, requesting physician Karen Krutchek, KarenKrutchek. E-C-K. Dear Karen Krutchek, I have the pleasure of seeing Richard Delos today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who went to the emergency room on 10/5/23 due to the high blood pressure, dizziness, lightheadedness, and weakness. He was feeling he was about to fall. He was 2 days in the hospital. He was at work at that time. His MRI of the brain did not show any stroke. His vision in the right eye was blurry. Still, he has blurry of the vision. He was seen by the cardiologist. CT angiogram done, which shows left vertebral artery stenosis. And also non-visualization of the left superior cerebellar artery. There was also motion degradation artifact also present. Patient is going to see the vascular surgeon and cardiologist. Past medical history. Chronic kidney disease, stage 2, former smoker, GERD, hypertension. Past surgical history, herniorrhaphy. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, lisinopril 30 mg daily, and amlodipine 5 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is working in a Target distribution center. He is divorced and lives with a girlfriend, have 4 children. Family history, mother alive with heart problem, father deceased with stroke, 4 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache and weakness. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2. Regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bulbs on present, next bulb, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose node is metria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan: 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, TIA. Number two, left vertebral artery stenosis. Number two, right superior cerebellar. Please rewrite again. Number two, left superior cerebral artery stenosis. Number three, right eye decreased vision. Number four, dizziness. Next paragraph. His dizziness can be due to left vertebral artery stenosis, but cardiogenic or low blood pressure are also possibilities. I advised him to follow with cardiologist and eye doctor. MRI of the brain is negative for any stroke. I will order the CT angiogram of the head to see any ophthalmic artery stenosis. I advised him to keep on taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.